Welcome to Spotlight. I'm Adam Navis.
And I'm Liz Wade. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
A crowd stands silently together. They wait in St. Peter's Square. They all look up to the top of the buildings. They have been gathered this way for 2 days. Suddenly, a cry goes up. People point. A thin line of white smoke rises from the chimney. The sign is clear. The Roman Catholic Church has used the same sign for thousands of years. The people cry out in joy. They do not know yet who the new pope will be, but they know that church leaders have chosen the pope. Finally, church leaders come to a window. They announce the name, Jorge Mario Bergoglio. He would be called Pope Francis.
Around the world, there are more than 1 billion Catholic Christians. This makes the Catholic Church the largest Christian church. As the leader of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis is not just a religious leader. He is also a world leader. Today's spotlight is on Pope Francis.
Pope Francis is the first pope from a country in Latin America. 40% of the world's Roman Catholics live in this region. Pope Francis is also the first Jesuit pope.
Catholic Church leaders choose a new pope in a special way. First, a group of the highest church leaders meet in Rome. They are called cardinals. Their number is limited to 120. The cardinals travel from their home countries around the world: South Africa, Vietnam, Nigeria, Mexico, Argentina, the Philippines, the United States, and many others. They elect the new pope from their own group.
Bergoglio had traveled to Rome from his home country of Argentina. He was known there as a man who lived simply and cared deeply about people. But most Catholics around the world did not know very much about him. Right away, he showed that he would be a different kind of leader.
For example, after his election, he returned to his hotel with the other cardinals. He got his own bag and spoke to every person there. There was a special car for him, but he refused to go in it. Instead, he went in the bus with the other cardinals. This was just the beginning. Soon, the world learned much more about him.
Jorge Mario Bergoglio was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, in 1936. As a young man, he decided to become a priest. He studied at a school which belonged to the Jesuit group, the Society of Jesus. Jesuits are an important group within the Catholic Church. They concentrate on education and on serving poor people. As a young man, Bergoglio had very strong ideas. Correct beliefs were very important to him. He rejected a new movement in the church for poor and rejected people. However, these ideas would change.
In 1976, a new government took control in Argentina. It was a terrible time. Authorities arrested people who opposed the government. They tortured and killed many people. At that time, Bergoglio was the leader of the Jesuits in Argentina. Some people have raised questions about his actions during this time. They ask whether he did enough to protect people.
The most serious of these charges is the story of two Jesuit priests. These priests opposed the government and were speaking against it, but they were not doing their other work as priests. So, Bergoglio withdrew the protection of the church. The military took the priests and tortured them for 6 months. After they were released, they criticized Bergoglio. Some people also criticize Bergoglio because he did not speak publicly against the government.
However, this story is not complete. Since that time, Bergoglio has admitted that he made mistakes. He asked for forgiveness. Recently, other witnesses report that Bergoglio secretly protected many innocent people. He used the power of his position to hide people from the government. He also worked to release the priests.
That time changed Bergoglio in some ways. He still follows the traditional teachings of the Catholic Church. But since then, he has balanced this concern with concerns about people. In 1998, Bergoglio was appointed Archbishop of Buenos Aires. He was the head Roman Catholic priest in the city. He was given a big palace to live in, the official home for the leader of the church. But Bergoglio did not want to live this way. He had always lived simply. So he chose to live in a small set of rooms. He also did not use a car and a driver. Most people cannot pay for these things. So, like the members of his church, he cooked his own food and traveled by bus.
As the head of the church in Argentina, Bergoglio continued to show care and love for people. He spent time with the poorest people of Buenos Aires. He spoke publicly about the need to care for poor people. And he worked to improve the church's work with poor people. In religious services, he washed the feet of people with AIDS.
It was this man that the cardinals elected. Simple, caring, and honest. When a cardinal becomes a pope, he chooses a new name. Bergoglio chose the name Pope Francis. He took it from the Italian saint, Francis of Assisi. Saint Francis lived in the 13th century. He was a rich man, but he gave up his money. He lived very simply and helped poor people. He was a good, holy man.
As the Pope, Francis has followed this example. He has surprised many people. He has spoken honestly about the problems poor people face. He has criticized governments who do not protect poor people and immigrants. He has spoken to many Catholics personally over the telephone. And he has spoken with care and love to people who are not Christians. In these things, he is also following the example of Jesus Christ. Pope Francis's time as the Pope is just beginning, but it is already bringing hope to many people.
The writer of this program was Sheila Godwin. The producer was Mark Drenth. The voices you heard were from the United States. You can listen to this program again and read it on the internet at www.radioenglish.net. This program is called Francis, the New Pope.
You can also leave your comments on our website, or you can email us at radio@radioenglish.net. And find us on Facebook. Just search for Spotlight Radio. We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.